Next again, finishing up.
讨论完了吗？
And stop. So, I will continue on.
我来继续。
Okay, when I read a financial statement, if I ask you for your financial statement, I can see right now whether you're rich or poor. It has nothing to do with how much money you have, the nice car you have, the clothes you have, or the house you live in.
如果让我读一下你的财务报表的话，我立即就会知道你是穷人还是富人，这和你有多少钱、有没有漂亮的衣服、有没有非常好的汽车没有关系。So
most people are poor because what they have is a job.
大多数人穷是因为他们所拥有的是一份职业。And
a job will not make you rich.
职业不会让你变富。
What happens to most people is money comes in and money goes out. When I read a financial statement, this is the pattern of a poor person.
这份工作呢，给你钱，然后呢，这个钱又从你手里流走，这就是穷人的情况。In
America, there's a lot of people with high-paying jobs, but as much money comes in, it goes out. So that's why I have a friend who is a doctor who makes $400,000 US a year, but every penny he makes, he spends. So it is. He is still a poor person.
在美国有很多高收入的人，他们挣到了高的收入，同时又花出去了。我有一个医生朋友，他每年赚40万美元，可是他赚到的所有的钱，他都花出去了，因此他是一个穷人。So
what happens to the average person is that you know they get married and the first thing they do is buy a house and what they have is a thing called a mortgage here.
平常人的情况大概是这样的，他们结婚了之后呢，就会买一个房子，用这个住房按揭、抵押贷款来进行。Mortgage
comes from the French word mortier, which means death. Death.
这个英文里这个住房按揭这个词来自于法语的一个词，法语的这个词的意思呢叫做死亡。Good.
So what happens to the average person is they meet the boy or girl of their dreams, they get married, they buy a house, and they have a mortgage in America.
在美国呢，大多数人呢是人是这样子的，他们找一份工作，结婚，然后用住房按揭的办法来买一个房子。So
after they buy the nice house, they buy themselves a Mercedes Benz.
在买了一个好房子之后呢，他们又买一辆奔驰车。And
then they buy themselves nice furniture.
之后呢，又给这个房子买漂亮的家具。A
lot of it on credit using debt.
大多数人呢，用信用卡来买，也就是借债。And
so this person here, they have the cash flow pattern of a middle class person.
所以这个人的情况呢，就是这样，他的现金是这样流动的，流到了负债，流出去。这种我所说的是中产阶级的现金流。
This person cannot stop working because they have debt.
因为他负债，所以他永远不可能停止工作。So
what this looks like here, I'll give you a skit on that. Yeah, skit. What this cash flow pattern looks like in the middle class, like you go to the gym, in the gym.
我跟大家举一个例子，这种现金的流量呢，就像你去健身房。And
this here looks like the treadmill or running track.
就像那个跑步机一样。So
what happens to the average person is they get married, they have money, they buy themselves a big house.
平常人呢，就是他们结婚了之后，他们用钱买一个大的好房子。And
they start going on the track like
this. 在跑步机上就开始这样工作了。So
they're working hard.
他们就更加努力的工作。They
have nice house.
好房子买了。Nice
car.
再买一辆好车。Nice
furniture.
再买好家具。
Nice clothes,
还要买漂亮衣服,
nice watch,
还有高级手表,
they're working really hard.
然后他们就更加努力地工作,
they look rich,
他们看起来是有钱,
but they're really poor.
其实呢,
so So it's like this, you know.
所以他们情况就是这样。
So one day, the wife comes home.
有一天呢，太太回到家。
And says to her husband,
跟她的先生说，
We're going to have a baby.
我们快要有一个孩子了。
Now, are babies assets or liabilities?
这孩子是资产还是负债呢？
Spiritual plane, babies are assets, but on the financial plane, it's a big liabilities.
我知道呢，在灵魂在心灵方面呢，孩子可能是一个资产，但是在财务方面确实是负债。
So the husbands, oh, and ask this, as babies get older, do they get less expensive or more expensive?
还有呢，当孩子越长越大的时候，他们是花的钱越来越多呢，还是越来越少呢？越来越多，对不对？
So he says to the wife, you stay home, have the baby.
所以呢，丈夫就跟妻子说，你在家里照看孩子。
You quit your job.
你就不要工作了。
You raise the kids.
把孩子带大。
And I will work harder.
我来更努力的工作。
But he's working harder, working harder, working harder.
所以呢，他就不断的努力工作。
And the boss says, oh, it's about time you work harder.
然后呢，老板就说：“哎呀，你努力工作呢，太好了。”
So the boss gives you a pay raise.
他就给你加薪。
So you feel good, so you work harder.
你感觉就越来越好，又更加努力的工作。
And because you get pay raise, the government takes more taxes.
你加了薪之后呢，政府就会收你更多的税，于是呢，你又更加努力的工作。
And the wife says, "I'm pregnant again."
这时候太太说：“我又有孩子了，又要生孩子了。”这时候就需要更大的房子。
So you buy a bigger house.
买一个更大的房子。
And you're like this now, working hard.
然后就这样努力的工作。
And one day you're going down Loop 4.
然后呢，有一天呢，你就开始往下走，走下坡路了。
And you look out the window.
你往窗外看一看。
And stuck in traffic with you is your banker doing the same thing.
后来发现呢，这个在这个堵车的人潮里面呢，还有你的一个银行家，就是帮你照料在银行里工作的这个人，他和你一样的情况。
I'm taking advice from that guy.
你就想，哎，这样一个人还会给我财务上的建议。
And you look out your right window, and there's your boss doing the same thing.
然后你再从另外一扇窗户往外看呢，发现你的老板跟你一样。
I thought he was smarter than me.
你就想，哎呀，我原以为他比我还要聪明呢。
So you work harder.
于是呢，你就更加努力的工作。
And one day you're 42 years old.
直到有一天你变成了42岁。
You have three babies.
有三个孩子。
Big house.
一个很大的房子。
Nice car.
好车。
Nice clothes.
好的西装。
Big paycheck.
还有很大的一个退休金。
Big expenses.
更多的支出。
And you're working hard, working hard. And,
你不停地努力工作，直到出现这种情况。
42 years old, drop dead.
42岁，你猝然死去。
But,
但是
there is a happy ending to this story.
这个故事呢，有一个完美的结尾。
The husband was very smart, and he bought $1 million worth of life insurance.
太太，先生还是很聪明的，他买了价值100万的人寿保险。
So the wife is crying.
太太在那哭。
And the insurance agent comes over.
这个保险经纪人来了。
And gives her a check for $1 million worth.
给了她一张$100万的支票。
So she goes to the funeral.
她就去参加葬礼了，这个太太。
And again she cries.
接着哭。
He was such a good man.
他是这么好的一个人。
He was so good.
他这么好。
He provided so well for the family.
他给家庭提供了这么多的东西。
现在他死了。
No job.
没有工作了。
Lots of expenses.
很多的支出，很多的负债。
That's a good thing I have $1 million.
我收到了这一张100万美元的支票，实在是太好了。
So she comes home to her beautiful house after the funeral.
葬礼之后呢，她又回到了那个美丽的家，那么大的房子。
And she looks out at the pool from the swimming pool.
她从窗外，她往窗外看，看到了游泳池。
And there's a good-looking young boy cleaning the pool.
还有一个很英俊的小伙子在清扫游泳池。
He's got skimpy little shorts on.
他穿着比较短的游泳裤。
He lifts weight all day.
有很好的肌肉。
Got pretty hair.
发型也好。
And he looks up and he sees some way.
小伙子往上一看，看到了太太在哭。
So he walks up and comforts her.
他就走到楼上来安慰她。
She tells him she has $1 million.
这个太太告诉小伙子，我有100万美元。
He falls madly in love.
小伙子就疯狂地爱上了这位女士。
So that's how you young guys get rich. So that's how the young guys get rich.
这是青年人可以致富的秘诀。
All the old guys are saying, that's not funny, that's not funny.
可是老家伙们都说，这个一点也不好玩。
So that's why my rich dad said to me, money will never make you rich.
我的富爸爸跟我说，金钱永远不会使你富有。
If you want to get rich, there's 3 different types of assets.
如果你想变富的话，有三种不同类型的资产。
One is a business.
一个呢，就是公司。
The richest people in the world build businesses.
就是你自己的生意。世界上最富有的人，他们都建立了自己的生意，自己的公司。
That's like Bill Gates built Microsoft. That's why the richest man in the world.
就像比尔盖茨，他建立了他的微软公司。
There's paper assets.
还有呢，就是以纸的形式出现的资产。
And Warren Buffett in America became the richest investor in America, buying paper stocks and bonds.
Warren Buffett.这位美国最富有的投资家，他投资于，他投资于股票和证券。
And the third type of asset is real estate.
第三种类型的资产就是不动产。
So this is the cash flow pattern of a rich person. They don't have a job. They have money coming from assets.
这个呢，就是富人的现金流。他们有资产为他们赚钱，他们没有工作。
So the reason, anyway, so please take a moment and discuss.Cash flow pattern of a poor person, middle class person, and a rich person. Okay.
请大家再花一点时间讨论穷人、中产阶级和富人的现金流分别是什么样的。
Please discuss what's the differences.
请大家讨论一下这三种现金流有什么区别。
Question I ask is this: It is very hard to get rich if you have this. It is, in my opinion, very hard to get rich if you don't straighten this out first. Would you please say that?
所以呢，我的看法就是，如果你仅有这样的现金流量，仅仅有负债的话，很难变富。
What makes you rich are assets.
能够使你变富的是资产。
The question I have today is how many assets do you have now? How much income is coming from this?
今天我问大家的问题是你们有多少资产，资产能够给你带来多少的收入。
Many people want to have this, but they don't straighten this out first.
很多人呢想用资产来给自己创造现金的流量，但是他们并没有首先摆脱掉负债给他们带来的现金流量。
So before I go on, I want to bring out my wife, because my wife here, she's not worried about my job. She's not worried if I die or not.
在我继续之前呢，我想请我的太太上场。她呢并不担心，她并不担心我死去，也并不担心我丢掉工作，因为她自己有2000万美元的身家。这是我第一次到北京来， Robert 也是第一次到北京来，今天晚上能够和大家在一起非常愉快。
We have been made to feel so very welcome since we arrived.
自从到了北京以来呢，我们就受到了非常热情的接待。
I personally want to talk, I love to encourage women about the game of investing.
我想跟大家讲的是，我觉得妇女有必要有这个勇气来进行投资。
And the reason for that is because until recently there has not been a lot of education or a lot of permission for women to get into the game of investing.
为什么这样想？为什么这样讲呢？是因为到目前为止呢，并没有太多的教育，或者是说是很大的认同，让妇女进入这个投资的游戏。
And I also think women are natural investors.
我个人认为妇女是天生的投资家。
I am a very good example of someone who knew absolutely nothing about finance or investing.
我个人是一个非常好的例子，我最开始的时候对于财务投资一无所知。
And I certainly was no rocket scientist. No rocket scientist was not very smart.
我个人呢也没有科学家的头脑。
And Robert encouraged me to get into real estate investing starting in 1989.
Robert 从1989年开始呢，鼓励我进入不动产投资这个领域。
So he guided me through the process, and we purchased a.We started very small with a two-bedroom, one-bath, $45,000 rental property.
我们开始了这个过程，一开始的起点非常小，我们租来了一个有两个卧室、一间浴室的$45,000的一个小房子。
And I had all the doubts and all the worries, and what if I lose money or what if I make a mistake? I had all that going on.
当时呢，我头脑中有很多的疑问，也有很多的担心。我想，我要是做错了怎么办？赔钱了怎么办
？But we did that first deal, and now I'm negotiating on $8 and $10 million properties. $10 million.
当时，这是我们当时第一笔交易。现在我正在谈判的这个交易呢，价值$10,000,000。
And now she is richer than most.
现在他比大多数的男子都富有。
This is all the follow, right?
Yes, but the one thing I've learned is that once I learned the fundamentals, and Robert kept encouraging me and challenging me to do bigger and bigger deals.
我所做的呢，就是学到了最开始的基础知识，最基本的那些知识之后 ，Robert 就开始不断的鼓励我。用一笔一笔的生意做大。
the fundamentals of a small property of investing, the fundamentals of investing are the same on a small property as on a $10 million property.
投资于一个很小的不动产和投资于一个1000万美元的不动产，这两笔交易中最基本的因素是一样的。
And once you learn the fundamentals, the rest is easy.
你一旦了解了这些最基本的知识，这些最基本的因素，其他的就容易了。
When you're reading, when you're looking at a piece of property, this is what you're looking at, right?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly it.
当你研究一项不动产的时候，你看到的是这个，研究的是这个。
See, some of you out there have been saying, I want it to be, tell me the secret. This is the secret. The secret is you must have a rich man's idea, you must have a very smart team, you must be able to read.
有人问我变富的秘诀，这就是变富的秘诀，就是你必须要看得懂，你必须要看得懂。
This is all there is.
这就是所有的秘密，所有的知识。
If you're going to invest in a company, you must read the financials.
你要有一个班子，如果你要经营一个公司的话，你要弄清楚，看得懂财务报表。
If you're going to invest in a piece of real estate, you must read the financials.
如果你要投资于一项不动产的话，也要看得懂财务报表。
And if you want to invest in stocks, you still must read the financials.
如果你要投资于股票，也同样要看清楚财务方面的情况。
There is nothing hard to getting rich.
变富并不难。
The reason most people are not rich is because they cannot manage their cash flow.
为什么有的人没有变富呢？是因为他们不能够管理好他们的现金流。
That's correct. And people are always asking me, how do I get started? How do I get started?
老有人问我，你是怎么起家的？怎么开始的？
And for me, and Robert is constantly getting educated, it just takes education.
我和 Robert 都是一样的，就是我们不断地得到教育，学习。
So we constantly read, we listen to tapes, we attend seminars like this evening.
我们不断地读书，不断地参加各种各样的研讨班、讲座，就像今天晚上的讲座。
How many deals do we look at a month? How many of these do we look at a month?
How many deals do we look at a month? Okay,
我们每个月研究几笔交易呢？
We will look at 100 real estate deals for every one deal that we do.
我们每做一笔生意的时候，每做一笔交易的时候，都会研究100笔。
I was investing in China over here. I bought 2 properties, big properties out here. This is all I looked at. I looked at hundreds of these.
在中国呢，我投资于两笔不动产，是非常大的房子。但是呢，我看了很多很多的房子，也用这种办法来研究。
When I invest in stocks, this is what I look at.
在我投资于股市的时候，我所研究的也是这种现金的流。
When my banker wants to see how smart I am, this is what the banker has to look for.
如果我的银行家想搞清楚我有多么聪明，我有多能干的话，他也必须研究这个。
The biggest reason most people are not rich is they have a job, they spend too much money, they buy liabilities, and they spend not enough time looking for assets. This is a full-time job for us.
大多数的人不能够变富，是因为他们有一份工作，他们把钱花掉，但是买的是负债。而我们呢，没有工作，我们研究的是资产。研究资产，用资产赚钱是我们的工作。
While we've been, Robert and I have been on the road, we are constantly getting real estate deals sent to us. So we've probably looked at 20, 30 real estate deals in the last couple of weeks.
在我们这个经营不动产的过程中呢，不断的有人拿着生意过来找我们，在过去的几星期里呢，我们就研究了20-30笔这种生意。
And again, it goes back to the fundamentals. Once you understand the fundamentals, which are really simple, it's just education and time, the rest really is easy.
在研究中呢，最关键的就是要弄清楚这些最基本的知识。一旦有了这些最基本的知识，你就只要获得教育，花费时间就可以赚钱了，就这么简单。
And it's like people, I see a lot of people who have high-paying jobs, they have nice clothes, nice car, and all this, but they look rich. But if you read the financial, you'll see they're not too smart.
我知道好多人，他们的工作，他们有高收入的工作，他们有漂亮的衣服，很好的汽车，看起来他们是富人，但是你如果研究一下他们的财务情况的话，你就会发现其实他们是穷人。
So my wife and I, we started with nothing, right?
We started in debt.
我和我的太太就是从负债开始起家的。
And we had absolutely nothing to begin with.We were broke, and for a time we were homeless.
我们白手起家，曾经有一度呢，我们破产了，并且无家可归。
And through education and through determination, then we just started building.
And buying assets.
我们通过教育，又因为自己下了很大的决心，我们又开始重新建立自己的这个。帝国，我们通过购买资产的办法来进行。
And we started very small.
我们开始的时候是做小笔的生意。
And we just kept buying assets and buying assets and buying assets.
我们所做的呢，就是不断的购买资产，购买资产，购买资产。
So all I want to say is, for those of you who are looking to.Have your own personal and financial freedom, which really is the reward, then I really encourage you to increase your financial literacy, get educated, keep learning, because it really is a gift to have the freedom that you want. Thank you.
所以对于你们中那些想获得个人自由、财务自由的人来讲呢，我要说的就是，请不断地改善自己的财商，不断地改进自己的教育。
Thank
you. 谢谢。
So I'll go back again. Last statement on this here. We'll go on. I will say this again. Money will never make you rich.
我还要再说一遍，金钱不会使你富有。
Some of you have high-paying jobs, but that will not make you rich.
你们中有一些人有收入很高的工作，但是这也不会使你们富有。
What will make you rich here are assets. And the question is right now, how many assets do you have? How much money do you make?
只有资产才能够使你们富有。现在的问题是，你们有多少资产？你们赚多少钱？
Because this is what will make you rich.
只有资产才能够使你们变得富有。
So,Tonight I am very happy to announce for the very first time is that this is all we do. This is all there is to, there's no magic, there's no magical formula. I read financial statements all day, all night, it's boring.
所以呢，今天晚上我就跟大家说，我赚钱没有任何秘诀，没有任何魔术，只不过是不断地读财务报表，我每天每晚都在做。
So the reason I created this cash flow game is the first game that's not in English.
我带来了第一个不是以英文形式的一个游戏，叫现金流，这是中文版的现金流。
And it was to teach people to read this, because if you can read this, you will see money, you will see deals.
这个现金流游戏就是让大家看懂这个财务报表，如果能看懂了之后呢，你们就会看到机会，你们就会看到生意的机会。
And Kim and I invented this game in 1996.1996年
的时候，我和我的太太制作了这个游戏，这是我第一次看到中文版的现金流游戏。
So I am very honored tonight to be presenting this for the first time, because what this game teaches you is how to read this.
今天晚上我非常荣幸地将中文版的现金流游戏第一次推出，这个游戏会教会大家看懂财务报表。
When I first created this game in 1996, I invited my banker over to play the game with me.
1996年，我制作发明了这个游戏之后，就把我的银行家找来和我一起玩。
For 6 hours, the banker went round and round and round and round and round.
这个银行家呢，他不断的赛跑，跑了6个小时。
And the reason the banker went round and around and around is because he still thinks that's important. He still thinks a high-paying job is important.
他不断地在转圈，为什么他不断地跑着转圈呢？因为他认为有一份工作，有一份高收入的工作是重要的。他一直不能改变这种想法。
So the object of the game is to get out of the rat race here.
我制作这个游戏的目的就是让大家摆脱这种老鼠赛跑的局面。
And this is where most people are stuck. They're just stuck here every day. Get up, go to work. Get up, go to work. Get up, go to work.
大多数的人呢，发现他们深深地陷在了这种老鼠赛跑中的老鼠赛跑游戏之中。每天起床上班，起床上班，起床上班。
And so the object of the game is to get from here to the fast track, and this is where the rich invest in.
我的目的呢，就是让大家摆脱老鼠赛跑的局面，走到赚钱的快车道上来。
And I will give you a big secret tonight.
我给大家讲一个大秘密。
The reason the rich in America get richer.
为什么美国的富人越来越富呢？
Is because most people invest over here. They're too small. They're not rich.
就是因为大多数的人把他们的钱、把他们自己投入到这个老鼠赛跑中来了，他们是穷人。
In America, by law, by government law, you cannot invest out here unless you're a millionaire.
在美国呢，根据法令，如果你没有足够的钱的话，你是不能够投资于快车道的。
So the biggest secret I have to give you.
所以我跟大家讲的大秘密就是，你们要改变自己的观念，改变自己的态度，找一帮出色的人，然后把自己变成百万富翁，之后才能在这个快车道上投资。
If you came to America and asked me to tell you what to invest in, if you're not a millionaire, I cannot tell you anything. It's against the law.
如果你到美国来，你想让我告诉你怎么投资的话，如果你不是一个百万富翁，我不能告诉你怎么投资，不能告诉你怎么在快车道投资，因为这是违法的。
In America, this game costs $200 US.
在美国呢，这个游戏是卖$200。
And they say it's too expensive.
他们跟我说这太贵了。
And I say that, you know how expensive it is to be in here.
我就跟他们说，你知不知道在这个老鼠赛跑的局面中永远摆脱不出去要花多少成本吗？
In China and in America, the rich get the best investments. So if you want to be an investor, you need to be at least $1 million passive income.
在美国在中国都是一样，富有的人得到最好的投资机会，所以如果你们想投资的话，你们至少要有$100,000的静态收入。
That's why I created this game, so you can play it over and over and over again, so you can think like a rich person.
所以我创制了这个游戏，让大家不断地去玩这个游戏，从中学到如何变富。
There is no real magic, it's just what you do every single day.
这里没有任何秘密可言，就是你每天要不停地做。
And every day I invest.
每天不停地投资。
But I will show you the real game board is this here. This is the financial statement. This is the real most important part of this game.
在这个游戏中最重要的部分就是财务报表。
So when you look at it this way, this is the financial.
请大家看，幻灯。
It teaches you the vocabulary you need to have to become rich, so you can read.
它教会大家那些富人的词汇，有了这些词汇，你才能够变富。
This will teach you financial literacy, because you must be able to read.
这是给你们的财商教育，只有看懂了财务报表，才能够变富。
It will teach you the vocabulary you will need to talk to rich people.
从中你可以学到和富人进行交流，进行交谈时所需要的词汇。
If you play the game about 10 to 20 times, your mind will change.
这个游戏你玩上十到十五次，你就会发现你的态度、你的心态发生了变化。
The reason it's a game was to teach you via repetition. I just do the same thing every day.
这个游戏呢，就是让你不停地重复地玩，因为我每天做的事情也是同样。
So I will show you what I see when I look at people's financial statements.
跟大家讲一讲我在看一个人的财务报表的时候都看些什么。
Poor people and middle class people think that's important.
穷人和中产阶级人认为这个是重要的，工资。
The middle class also thinks it's important to have nice houses and nice cars.
中产阶级的人认为重要的是要有好房子、好汽车。
But what makes you, when I read a financial, this is what makes people rich right here.
可是在我看财务报表的时候，我知道只有这一部分才能够给你带来收入，让你变得有钱。
So this game is designed to teach you how to take this down to here and put it back up here. If you can do that every single day, you will become rich.
所以呢，这个游戏就是教大家怎么样把资产，怎么样把收入变成资产，又让资产给你带来收入。如果你能做到这一点的话，你就变得有钱了。
So that's why I created the game, because this is earned income, this is passive and portfolio income.
我在游戏中呢让大家明白的就是工资是赚来的钱，这一部分呢则是静态收入。另外一个穷人的心态呢，就是投资是有风险的，我要说投资没有风险。
So the most important thing for me was to change my mindset, keep getting education. Today, I take no money, and I have no risk when I invest.
所以我做的呢，就是改变了我的心态，并且不断地获得教育。今天我投资的话，我不花任何钱，也没有任何风险。
So I will say to you what my rich dad said to me. I cannot make him rich.Only you can make yourself rich. You must train your mind to think like and see like a rich person.
所以我要跟大家讲，我的富爸爸告诉我的，我不能够让你们变得富有，只有你们自己能够使自己富有。你们必须训练自己的头脑，看到机会。
So I will use a stock market example of this is how I get rich today. There's no risk and no money.
我要把股市用来当一个例子讲，这是我怎么变富的，就是在这里呢，没有风险，也不要钱。
But to play this game,
可是要玩这个游戏呢，
you have to be rich in America.
在美国你就得先是一个富人。
So in America, every market has three trends.
在美国呢，每一个市场都有三种趋势。
The average American loses money because, let's say, they buy a stock at $20 here.
一般的美国人在股市怎么赔钱呢？比如说，他们以20块钱买一只股票。
So in the Shanghai market right now, it is a bull market going up.
现在上海的股市就是牛市，股市在不断的上涨。
This person here, let's say, goes to $50.
这个股票呢，涨到了50块钱。
This person will lose if the market trend changes.
如果市场的趋势发生了变化，这个投资人会赔钱。
In March of 2000, the Nasdaq was here, and now it's here.
2000年3月份的时候，美国的纳斯达克达到了这个高峰，现在纳斯达克跌入了这个谷底。同样的事情会发生在上海的股市，或者是北京的市场。
So the people who feel rich right now will be poor soon.
所以那些今天觉得自己是富人的人，很快会变穷的。
Because they don't have the words that make them rich.
因为他们的词汇里，他们不掌握使自己变富的词汇。
So let's say the person buys at 20, goes up to 50.
跟大家举一个例子，20块钱的时候买进，涨到了50块钱，后来跌到了15块钱。
The average investor loses.
在跌到15块钱的时候，一般的投资人就赔钱了。
Professional investor wins.
而这正是专业的投资者赚钱的机会。
The professional investor wins because the professional investor knows those three trends.
为什么专业投资者能够赚钱呢？因为他理解市场有三个趋势。
So the people that are making money in the China market today will probably lose it all year, 2 years, 3 years from now.
所以今天在中国股市上赚钱的那些人，也许在两年或者三年之后把钱都赔掉。
My rich dad taught me that if you want to get rich, you must have three different strategies for three different trends.
我的富爸爸教我，如果你想赚钱的话，你就要有三种不同的战略来应对这三种不同的趋势。
So in the U.S. market, the moment I buy it at $20, the word I use is the word stop.
在美国市场上，如果我现在买20块钱买进的话，我使用的词汇就是 stop， 停。
A stop is insurance。
我停住了，然后使用保险。
Insurance from loss。
这样能够保证我不赔钱。
The average investor has no insurance。
我使用这种保险呢，是我自己的保险战略。可是，一般的投资者并不知道应该这样做。
So let's say the stop goes to $25, I still have a stop. It's called a trailing stop.
股价再往上涨，涨到$25的时候，我仍然使用 stop， 仍然停。
The stop keeps going up.
然后这个股价继续往上涨。
This is called a bear market here.
当股价往下跌的时候，就是所谓的熊市了。
Bear markets come down faster than bull markets.
熊市下跌的速度比牛市往上涨的速度要快得多。
The reason the average investor loses is because this goes up slowly, this comes down so quickly.
为什么一般的投资人会在这里赔钱呢？就是因为牛市上涨得太慢，可是熊市下降非常快。
In America last year, between March to now, the Nasdaq went down 65% fall.
在美国，在过去的一年中，就是去年的三月份到今年的三月份，纳斯达克市场它的价格降低了65%。
In America, people lost trillions of dollars.
在美国呢，投资者就失去了数以万亿计的美元。赔钱的人并不是那些有财商的投资者。
So let's say I have a stop at 50.
所以我说呢，我在$50的时候停下。
How much does a stop cost? It's zero.
停下成本是多少呢？是零。
It's a free insurance policy.
这就是我所说的零保险的政策，零保险的保单。
So let's say the stop goes straight down here.
然后呢，股市一路下跌，跌到了这个地方15。
The stop will take you out at $48.
在48的时候呢，我还是停。
It prevents you from losing big money.
这种情况下，你就不会大赔。
The other thing a professional investor will do is over here buy a put option. Again, it's vocabulary. Put option.
在这里呢，人们就买一种叫股票期权的。东西
As insurance against loss.
这也是一种使你不会赔钱的一种保单
Again, if the market comes down,
然后股市再往下跌
the put option will sell them out at 48.
你可以把这个股票期权呢在48的时候卖掉 不会赔钱
The other thing a professional investor can do is go short.
专业的投资者所做的呢，就是这个空头。
A short means you sell a stock you don't even own.
空头就是说你把你根本不拥有的这只股票卖掉。
If you don't understand this, do not worry. Most investors don't.
如果你不明白这些道理的话，也不要担心。大多数的投资者他们也不明白。
It's a whole other vocabulary, whole other language.
这是完全一整套的其他的词汇，就像另外一种语言一样。
My friend invested in a dot-com company.
我的一个朋友呢，他投资于一个网络股，一只网络股。
He bought it at 10. He made $1.4 million. But it went up. He made $1.4 million in 60 days.
他在60天里赚了140万美元。
He sold. He put his $1.4 million in his pocket.
他把这140万美元装进了口袋。
As the market turned, he went short on the market, which means he sold stock he didn't even own. He put $875,000 in his pocket.
在然后呢，在市场下跌的时候呢，他就卖空头，也就是他把不属于跟原本不属于他的股票卖掉，又赚了87.5万美元。
The high-tech company went bankrupt.
后来呢，那些高科技的高科技股一路下跌。
He made $875,000 with zero money.
在这种情况下呢，他用$0的投资赚了87.5万美元。
That's why it doesn't take any money. There is no risk in doing this if you know what you must know what you're doing.
这就是我所说的，为什么你不需要花费任何的钱，同样可以赚钱，没有风险。但是你必须知道你在做些什么。
The last model I will show you is another model when it comes down like this.
最后一个模型呢，就是一个市场一路下跌的这种模型。
The other day the stock bounced at 15.
股票达到了$15。
Started going like this.
发生了小幅的波动，股价发生小幅波动。
In technical language, it was called a channel. Channel.
技术语言呢，有一个语言，有一个词汇描绘它，叫做 channel.
Right over here, I sold. What options?
在这里呢，我就卖出股票期权。
I made $5,000. I put up no money.
我没有花$1，就赚了$5,000。
$5,000 US in 3 minutes.
3分钟赚了$5,000。
No money.
投资的为零。
What's my return on investment with $5,000, 3 minutes, no money?
我的投资收益率是怎么样呢？投资为零，3秒钟内赚了$5,000。
For most people, when they're hard at work.I make $5,000 every 2 or 3 minutes.
当大多数的人还在辛苦的在他们的工作岗位上工作的时候呢，我三秒钟赚$5,000。
The point here is this: if you know what you're doing, there's no risk. It takes no money.
这里我想讲的道理就是，如果你知道你在做些什么的话，就没有风险，并且也不花钱。
But as I said to you, you must be willing to change your point of view, your paradigm.
但是呢。我必须强调的是，你们必须改变你们的心态，改变了之后，你就会发现你在天堂。
If you will continue to push your education and learn,
如果你不断地进行教育，进行学习。
There's many people in America who don't make $5,000 in a week.
很多人，很多美国人，即使一个星期也赚不到$5,000。
Took me 3 minutes and no money.
我呢，只花了3分钟，而且也没有花钱。
That's the power of financial intelligence and financial literacy. It will change your mind.
这就是财商、财务知识所带来的变化，它会改变你的心态。
So I will leave you with the same message my rich dad taught me years and years ago.
所以我给大家传达的这个信息呢，是多年以前我的富爸爸教给我的。
It took me about 20 years of practice.
我实践了20年，我用20年的时间进行实践。
But eventually I saw a world where I could invest with no money and no risk.
最终呢，我达到了这样一种境界，就是我可以不花钱进行零风险的投资。
And I'll leave you with the same question you asked me.
我最后给大家留下一个问题，这个问题是我的富爸爸问过我的。
If you could see a world that takes no money and no risk.Would it be worth it to you to keep studying?
如果你能够达到这个不花钱，同时没有风险的投资境界的话，进行学习值不值得？
As my rich dad said, I cannot do that for you. Only you can do that for you.
正如我的富爸爸所说，这一点呢，我不能替你做到，只有你自己才能做到。
If you will do that, you will see a world of unlimited money.
如果你能做到这一点，你就会看到一个金钱没有止境的世界。
But only you can change your mind.
可是，要改变你自己的心态和想法，只有靠自己。
So I thank you all for your attention and your kindness, and I wish you all the best of luck, and may you be very, very rich in your lifetime.
最后感谢大家前来听讲，我祝大家一切顺利，并且能够赚到许多许多的钱。谢谢大家。
感谢罗伯特先生为我们带来的精彩的理念。 尤其难得的是今天罗伯特先生一整天都在同中央电视台以及各种媒体做节目，为的是把他的这种观念传递给更多的中国人。让我们再次以热烈的掌声感谢罗伯特先生、蒂姆小以及我们的翻译陶志红小姐。金钱就是一种思想观念，足以致富。在工业时代向信息时代演进的今天，希望大家在学习到了这种理念之后，能够更快地走上财务自由的道路。好，谢谢大家，再见。